Welcome everyone to this week's weekly market update, August 27th, about 1 hour prior to the equity market close with myself and Carl. How are you?
I am doing just swell today, Scott. Yourself?
Doing well. I want to jump straight into the equity markets because I think we have a lot to discuss on that front. The last 5 days since last podcast, we have an S&P up 1%, a NASDAQ up 1.5%. A Dow up 1.5%, which I think is important to our portfolios in particular, and a Russell that's up almost 1% with a crude oil price down about 4%. Now, obviously, that's important because of right now the inverse correlation between crude oil prices and equity prices. But there's also another component in here that we need to talk about. And obviously, all of these are interrelated, but we also have bond prices that I believe are going to drive the performance of the equity markets through the end of the year. And one major kind of timestamp for that is tomorrow morning, which is a press conference with Fed Chair Kevin Warsh at the Jackson Hole Symposium. So, Carl, if you want to kind of give us a rundown on that.
The Jackson Hole Symposium, they take place in Wyoming, is essentially where the financial minds of the country get together for a meeting. So you're talking economists, you're talking all the central bankers, including JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, all of the big institutions are sending their big heads. You got the financial ministers going there, and you have people on the Federal Open Market Committee. So the Fed that we talk about every 6 weeks, they are also there. And what this is essentially is a meeting of the minds to figure out what they think the economy is going to do over the next year, what they need to do to make it get to where they want it to go. So they're going to go over their goals, figure out the runway, the time frames, and anything listed to be able to get to that answer of what their goal is. And then tomorrow, when Warsh comes out and explains everything that they discussed, they're going to discuss interest rates. They're going to discuss inflation, how to quash it, what to do with oil pricing. Everything that we could possibly think of that's touching the economy is what they're discussing today before the announcement tomorrow. And that typically has a very volatile nature to the market because no matter what Warsh says, positive or negative, it'll react to the market. So if you are one of the market watchers that you look at day to day, just know tomorrow and probably a little bit on Monday, there's going to be some extra volatility. And one of the things they will be discussing is PCE and interest rates. Well, I'm going to jump right on into Carl's corner because PCE came out yesterday. As we all know, this is the Fed's favorite measurement. And PCE came back month over month at 0.2%. Anything under 0.3 means a good thing for the Fed. And they think that that's going to mean that the inflation is slowly getting under control. Now, we all know that there was a lot of on again, off again when it came to the oil over the past month as well, same as the month before that. So they're not really looking hard at these ones. We need steady numbers for about 6 months before they think they will make any permanent decision. But that's a good first step in there because when PCE came through, the probability shifted, right? So the first chance of a rate hike was going to be October. That shifted now to December. Exactly what Scott and I have been talking about. We never really thought that it was going to happen in September or October. We thought if it ever did, because it still might not have a rate hike, it's that they could just keep it the same for a while, higher for longer is the phrase you're hearing out there, then it would be December. And it would probably be one, and then max one more probably in 2027, unless we don't get the oil and inflation under control at this point.
Right. And I do think, I will add this, I do think that there are enough measures, we'll call them, that can help to sustain those, kind of keeping the rate steady as opposed to hiking. Of course, there is a probability of a rate hike in December. I think that we are going to see enough intervention, small measure intervention to prevent that from happening. And the whole goal behind that is to not make, like you said, Carl, a permanent decision when it comes to interest rates, because that has a ripple effect. It has a ripple effect across consumer discretionary, consumer goods, real estate, you name it, it's going to have a ripple effect, as does crude oil, which is why we highlight that a lot and why that is such a key component in the economy in general right now. So, with that being said, we have somewhat shifted the portfolios away from certain sectors that could be more affected by that type of environment into what we believe will be beneficiaries of that type of environment. And we've continued to do so all throughout the year. And obviously the returns are going to show that. But we're going to also continue to look at the seasonal pattern, right? So we were just talking about macro and technical. But from a seasonal standpoint, which is a big component of how we do our portfolio construction, we're also looking at the next 2 months as being opportunistic of having a little bit of cash to re-engage in some of these sectors that, again, we think are going to be beneficiaries of this macro environment. So we have that, and we'll take that into the end of the year and the quote-unquote Santa Claus rally, which I still think is very much going to happen. I think we have another 3 to 6% left in this market for 2026. So all in all, very excited about everything that we have. But Carl, did you want to touch on one other thing?
I just wanted to go over and how spot on you were with the seasonal aspect really starting to take place, and we're seeing that shift inside the market to kind of lean back into that seasonal trend, which, as we've discussed on the podcast many times, typically September, October don't perform as well as the rest of the year. And so we wanted to take advantage. We took profit where we had on the sectors that we wanted to reduce inside the portfolio. So it was very tactical, very specific on what we wanted to do. So we took some profit, and now we're going to be able to reintroduce that cash that we just generated, that profit we just took towards the end of October in order to prepare for that Santa Claus rally. This is one of those seasonal ones we do every single year. It's one of the most telling. And I'm with you, Scott. I think the market still has about a 3 to 5% run to the end of the year. And I think that's all going to happen pretty much between the end of October going through to December.
I think so too. I think that's exactly right. And I think, obviously tomorrow's rhetoric at Jackson Hole is going to be very important. But just paying attention to bond prices is really going to be a telling sign for the equity side of things. And as you know, we've also seen on the insurance side, and we've talked about this on this podcast before, we've seen on the insurance side kind of these sort of minor adjustments in fixed rates. And cap rates, and without getting into all the weeds, but it that could be a telling sign as to what the bond market is actually thinking, and what the Treasury Department is actually thinking as well, because they're involved and have been involved here recently, which you covered last week. But that's going to have an impact and a directional sort of idea for the equity markets. So I think we've got our thumb on the pulse, so to speak. Pretty well as to what we expect into the end of the year. And it's gonna, I believe, gonna end up being a fantastic year. So with that, Carl, do you have anything else you want to cover?
Just want everyone to know we have our eyes on the market. We have our eyes on what's coming out of Jackson Hole. And that tomorrow is going to be very telling, and it's going to be a little bit volatile. So if you are an everyday watcher, just be prepared for that. But if anyone thinks someone might enjoy our market commentary, feel free to forward us on over to them. We're also on the iHeartRadio app and the Podbean radio app.
Awesome. Thank you for that. Well, with that, then we're going to go ahead and wish everyone a happy upcoming Friday and weekend. And we're also going to go ahead and look forward to doing this again next week.